You're listening to The Still Rockin' Show with me, Norman J. I'm here every Saturday and Sunday for your pleasure. The best music. La Cala Radio. It's a high class show, a high class show, a high class show, a high class show.
See, I've gone, for tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. Someday you'll know.
Hi, and welcome to another Still Rockin' Show with me, Norman Jay. And this week we've got the Bee Gees, Manfred Mann, The Big Country, David Bowie, a feature on The Marmalade, and the latest local news in English. This is The Beatles.
And though I lose a friend, in the end you will know. Oh, one day you'll find that I have gone, but tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. And now the time has come, and so my love I must go. And though I lose a friend, in the end you will know. Oh, one day you'll find that I have gone, but tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun.
Yeah, that was the Beatles and a song called I Will Follow the Sun. And keeping with the summer image, we'll go to the Beach Boys and a song called Sloop John B. And we'll play this one, dedicate this one to the Decibel Choir that are based around the area of El Perillo.
Voiced up the John B. Voiced up the John B.
Well, this song I've not heard for a long time. It's Manfred Mann, and the song is called The Mighty Quinn.
Everybody's gonna jump for joy. Come on. All the pigeons gonna run to him. Come on without. But when Quinn the Eskimo gets here, everybody's gonna wanna doze. Come on without.
Just sing a song.
Come on with it.
Everybody.
You'll not see nothing like the mighty.
Thank you.
Well, here on the Still Rocking Show, I try and bring you a wide range of music, and this one is no exception. It's a beautiful acoustic song from Peter, Paul and Mary.
The cannonballs fly before they're forever banned. The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
How many years can a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea? How many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? How many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see? Take till he knows that too many people have died. The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. The answer.
Now this week I'm doing a feature on the Marmalade. They were born in 1960-61 in Glasgow. They were called the Gaylords originally, and was formed by Pat Fairley and Billy Johnson in Ballystone, a suburb of East Glasgow. The initial lineup was Tommy Frew on drums and lead guitarist Pat McGovern, fronted by vocalist Watty Rogers. Junior Campbell joined on his 14th birthday in May 1961. There is a connection between myself and part of the Marmalade, because you may remember I played last week a new song that I'd just done a vocal for, a group called the Clincarts in Glasgow. Well, in that group is an ex-drummer of the Marmalade, and that's Dougie Henderson. And Dougie was also part of a band which I performed with 2 years ago in Shadows and Cliff Richard tribute up in Scotland. So we have a connection there. And also this song, Cousin Norman.
Tall trees lies a cabin nestling in the pine, and my sweetheart is catching small fish with a cane and a bent hook on the line. So if you're passing close by, there's my daddy on the front porch with a lazy hound lying by his feet. And my mama's in the kitchen with the table already set to eat. So if you're passing close by, please come and join us. Oh,
flowers is a paradise.
Playing three songs this week by The Marmalade, Cousin Norman, the one we've just played, Reflections of My Life, which is their biggest hit, and a song that Dougie, my drummer friend, was involved with, which is called Just One Woman.
Thank you very much, thank you. This next song we got for you is one of our older ones. It's the most successful of all of our songs as far as we're concerned. It's one of our own songs too, which makes it even better for us. It's on our latest LP. It's called Reflections of My Life.
The world is a bad place, a bad place. should be going home now, but she wanted me to stay. I whispered to her softly, and she don't know what to say. She worried so about me, and she calls me every day. My love, she always listens to things I have to say.
Listening to the Still Rocking Show with me, Norman J. I'm here every Saturday and Sunday for your pleasure. The best music. La Cala Radio. It's a high class show. A high class show. A high class show. A high class show. There's a young David Essex with nearly the title of the show. It's called Rock On. Called Hugh Edward Westlake, who is an English teacher at the Institute of Rockettes in Tortosa. They've put together a little radio station in the Institute to broadcast the news in English. And I'm quite lucky that he's sent me a copy of this week's news, and we're going to feature the news in English on the show for the rest of the time that we do the show, which could be years. Who knows? So thanks to you and the team. This is the news from the Institute of Rockettes.
Institute Rockettes Radio Online. Here is the news in English. These are the headlines. 68% of people believe that bull running should be banned.
An animal rights group is responsible for the recent survey in Catalonia, in which 68% of people expressed the opinion that bull riding should be stopped. Carmen Mendez from the group has said that this demonstrates that the majority of Catalans are against proposals for a new law to protect this medieval tradition.
The canal Certa La Senya in private hands.
It has now been confirmed that the canal from Certa to La Senya will remain in private hands for the first 30 years. According to the Generalitat, this is the only way that the money needed to finish the canal can be found.
The passion of Ulldecona in Catalan.
The council in Ulldecona have appealed to the Catalan public to support the version in Catalan of the popular passion show that the village runs every year. Up till now, the most popular session have been those in Castellano, mainly due to the people who come to see it from Valencia. The organizers feel that it's important that local people support the show in Catalan to guarantee its future.
The Council of Emea calls for the completion of the A7.
The Council has joined the group that is calling for the completion of the dual carriageway, the A7, seeing it as a vital part of communication from the Terres de l'Ebre to the rest of Catalonia. A new stretch of the A7 was recently opened from Hospitalet to just north of Ametlla, and the Council of Ametlla de Mar, Perelló and Ampolla, and now working to see the rest of the road completed as soon as possible. They have said that this is unfair to people in the Ebre region, have to continue paying tolls to travel south when the other areas north can use the A7.
The Catalan Institute for Energy publishes the plans for Zephyr.
The controversial plans for the construction of a wind farm just off the coast of Ametlla have now been officially published by the Catalan Institute for Energy. The plan, which has already seen protests by more than 500 local residents and has been rejected by all political groups in Ametlla, is now soon to proceed to its experimental stage and its first wind turbines.
Rasquera receives its first payment for the cannabis plantation.
€30,000 have now been paid to the council in Rasquera for the approval of its controversial plan for a cannabis plantation. The plantation is being funded by a group of consumers from Barcelona, but remains still doubtful as its legality is still being studied. In Ulldecona, they have said that this first payment of €30,000 will be used to restart the forestry plan that had been abandoned due to lack of funds and will mean jobs for 5 people.
Plat I Got offer the 5th festival of cod.
Tortosa is the location of a new drive to promote the culture and cuisine of the Terres de l'Ebre by the association Plat I Got. Hotels and restaurants of the city will offer promotional menus with cod as their main ingredient from now till April 19th, Easter Monday. This year, for the first time, the association offers a complete package which includes accommodation, a guided tour of the city, and of course, the chance to try the special menus prepared for the festival.
The construction of the park Bon Repos has now begun.
The park, which will be the new green hair of Amelia, is now just at its first stage. The stage includes the construction of pavements around the park, street lights, parking spaces and other infrastructures, and the planting of trees all along the seafront. The cost for this first stage is €130,000. The council hopes to receive subventions to help with the rest of the cost of the park, and that it will be completed before the end of the year.
Mercadona received the go-ahead for its new supermarket.
The contracts for the purchase of the land involved were signed last week, and planning permissions has already been given. The new building will have an area of 10,000 square meters with parking for 200 cars. In total, Mercadona plans to invest over €2 million. The last phase of the preparation for the construction, which will take a month, was started last week. This involves installing water and electricity and facilitating road access to the construction site.
And that was the news in English. Thank you very much. Say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.
I just want to thank the guys from the Institute of Rockettes for the news again, and we'll play it on a regular basis for your information. It'll be local Catalan news converted into English so that we can all keep up with what's happening and what's important in Catalonia. And next week I'll give you their web address, and you can listen to the news whenever you feel like you want to do that. Go straight through to their radio station at the Institute. Now here's a song by Big Country.
dreams stay with you like a lover's voice.
Here's a young lady we've got to have a lot of respect for. Have you got it yet? Yeah. It's respect, and it's Aretha Franklin. I said we were going to have a song from David Bowie, and here she is. It's called The Young Americans.
Years to have to die for the 50 more. Oh.
Great song by Roy Cooder, and it's a blues number, and I think you'll like this.
My wife went all over town, and everywhere they went, the people turned us down. Lord, in a bourgeois town, it's a bourgeois town. I got the bourgeois blues, gonna spread the news all around. I don't want to be mistreated by no bourgeoisie, Lord, in a bourgeois town. Ooh, the bourgeois town. I got the bourgeois blues, gonna spread the news all around. Well, me and my wife, we were standing upstairs. I heard a white man say, I don't want no niggas up there, Lord, in a bourgeois town. I got the bourgeois blues, gonna spread the news all around. Thank you.
Washington, they know how to call a colored man a nigger just to see him bow. Lord, football town. The baseball blues, gonna spread the news all day long. I tell all the colored folks to listen to me. I try to find you no home in Washington, D.C. Cause it's a baseball town.
A song by the Bee Gees. Why not? It's called Messaging. I do hope there's lots of people listening this week because, I had computer problems this week and it drives you mad, doesn't it? I mean, they're wonderful when they work correctly. And then when you switch it on and you find that you've lost a complete program and the program that you was doing it in has totally crashed and won't come back to life, it can be really, really frustrating. But I do hope you've enjoyed the show anyway, and we'll see you same time next week. And don't forget, the programme is now on 4 times a week, on average that is anyway, usually between 3 and 4 on a Saturday and a Sunday, and in the evenings around about 11 p.m. That's the Still Rocking Show. This is Norma J saying goodbye, and don't forget, I have your voice on the radio. Here's the song to finish off, which is by Led Zeppelin, beautiful song called Stairway to Heaven.
dying for leaving. In my thoughts I have seen rings of smoke through the trees and the voices of those who stand looking. It makes me wonder stand long, and the forests will echo with laughter. Spring.